Chapter 3. Every Citizen, Both Young and Old. The aim of this book is to set forth what every citizen, both young and old, should know about the ideas and ideals of the Constitution. By every citizen, I mean not only persons who are of an age to exercise the franchise that enables them to participate actively in political life. I include also those individuals who will become our future citizens, the young, who, when they come of age, will take on the responsibilities that the high office of citizenship puts on their shoulders. Most Americans, I fear, do not know or appreciate the fact that citizenship is the primary political office under a constitutional government. In a republic, the citizens are the ruling class. They are the permanent and principal rulers. All other offices that are set up by the Constitution are secondary. The first and indispensable qualification for holding political office in any of the branches of government is to be a citizen. Office holders, moreover, whether elected or selected, are citizens in office for a period of time, but all citizens are citizens for life. Office holders, from the president down, are transient and instrumental rulers, unlike citizens in general, who are permanent and principal rulers. The distinction between the permanent status of citizenship and the transient or temporary character of government officials is obvious. But it may not be so obvious why I refer to citizens as the principal rulers and call government officials instrumental rulers. To understand this point, it is necessary to realize that the government of the United States is not in Washington, not in the White House, not in the Capitol, which houses the Congress, nor in any or all the public office buildings in the District of Columbia. The government of the United States resides in us, we, the people. What resides in Washington is the administration of our government. We recognize this, at least verbally, when we say, after a presidential election, that we have changed one administration for another. That change leaves the government of the United States unchanged, because its principal rulers are also its permanent rulers, whereas its instrumental rulers...